what's popping? What's up? Everyone to just listen on me. How are you? As a template said before, not good, not bad, flat as usual, but that's the panel. What's gonna happen on your life? And then, well, I come back right now. This week, what's gonna happen? I don't really know, but yeah. This is the title of this episode is Redemptions. Did you know by that? Yeah, according from the Google, according from the Wikipedia, you know, according from a dictionary of Oxford, redemption is the action of saving or being saved from the sin, error, or evil. Action of regaining or gaining possessions of something in exchange for payment or clearing a debt. It's like an economic thing, but yeah. And actually, redemption is just like a paying something. Like, did you have a value for take responsibilities? Yeah, the responsibility is to pay it, right? Like, because you just need to redeem something. Like, about the choices that you've been choose before, what's gonna happen with your choices is like, it's impacted. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, just gonna take redempt and redemptions. It's kind of similar with the good deeds or bad deeds. I'm like, yeah, those kind of sins. You just need to redeem with yourself. I mean, like with yourself. How can you pay with that or something like that? It's depend on yourself. It's gonna. Like it's lost yourself, lost your soul, or lost your entire life. I'm like, I don't really know what's gonna happen, like in the life after that. But yeah, that was a similar thing, but an economic thing. You just need the redemption to pay something because you have. I mean, like you owe something over there. And I just need to pay about that. And before that, we just discussed about the responsibilities. Actually, that was kind of big topic. I mean, like the hard topic or the deep topic. But I just need to talk about it on the surface, not that deep. Because sometimes you just need to dig on the surface and that was still going on in your life and that was still okay without any regrets. But yeah, regrets came from yourself that just like unresponsible before. I mean, like, that's kind of like cause and effect that you've been through on your life, so that's why it came a regret or something that just like a little learning for like experience on your life. So that's why it just like depends on your insight to take a problem or to face a problem with. So that's why I just told you. For redemption itself, it's just like when you have. Maybe I'm totally wrong to take it as something that you need to pay, but actually, you've been gifted on your life. You have a freedom. You have. Free will, I don't really know about the free will, but yeah, a freedom of choosing about your life. You've been gifted, and sometimes you just need to take a rhythm. You just need to take a... I mean, like, you need to sacrifice sometimes. Yeah, because it's like a hurt first, and you can free then, you know that? I mean, like... Yeah. Let's talk about how to face something. Like, you have an intention, you have a... something to accomplish with. And by the time that you've been through, you just need to take a rhythm or not. That just depends on yourself. I mean, like, when you have through a lot of hurts, you just need to take a rhythm, a good thing, a healthy thing or something like that. Or if you have a true good thing before, you just need to take a rhythm. But that was kind of different because there was negative thing about something like that. And then, because I just say about a negative thing about that, that was kind of different about the gifted, because that was not a gift, but this is a sufferer thing. So you just need to take a difference about that. I mean, like, you can make a difference about that. And then, when we're talking about the day after life, I mean, like, the day after that, we all don't even know, but there was this mentioned by everything, like, yeah, you know about sacred books or the holy books that you just been read if you have a religion and stay in religion. If you're not, face it, just stay to face it. I'm like, yeah, everything just supposed to be fun and freedom, or everything supposed to be peace at the same time. Freedom, peace, yeah, fun. If you stay on the rules and the line, so that's why you just need to take a guidance, like the previous episode before. And then, yeah, the life after that is kind of like the day of a redemption. It's like, I mean, like, no, that's all about the person. I mean, like, for yourself and myself. I mean, like, our own self, you know that. But actually, it's like a mis-explained about redemption itself. But actually, I just need to take the good part of the redemptions. It's like you need to pay with yourself back then. You know what? I don't know. I mean, like, you take something that you've been gifted before. I mean, like, something really good on you. Even you were living in your daily life. So it's going to, you need to redeem yourself to being good. I mean, like, every day is supposed to be gifted by yourself. If you have a good perceptions or insight to see day by day. But yeah, if you can't do that, it's like you cannot take a redemption on your day. I mean, like, day by day, something that you really need to realize is just like when the day started and you're just doing something simultaneously or by your consciousness doing your day, or maybe just a systematic thing because you have a routine for your everyday. So every moment that you just passing through in every day, you just need to realize and understand what's gonna happen. So at the end of the day, I mean, like, when the night's come, you can realize, or before you sleep, it's like, remembering what's gonna happen on your day. I mean, like that, just day by day. There is a lot of things that you can do with that. You just like, you can imagine by yourself, or remember it by yourself, or just share stories with others. Or you just can do what like I have did before, and this is my redemption to make this. And every week I'm just like, just take a record so you can hear it and a number of times. It's gonna happen, like, yeah. Here, another motorbike is just passing through in a nice place. So, that's why. My title of this episode is like a redemption, but it's not about the theology, but it's just like the way of life. I'm like, the way of truth is something, you know. Like, yeah. Like I have said before, you just need to take a redemption on yourself. Maybe, I mean, like, in my insight and my opinion, you can't do it by your day. Even that was not hurtful, but you just pay something. I mean, you just pay attention on yourself first. So, yeah, that's like how to express something, you know. Because redemption is just like it relates with a fault or mistakes. So that's why you just need to be redeemed. But actually, you just like sometimes you just need to accept everything, like accepting that you've been doing fault or mistake, or it's just being worse sometimes. Yeah, before that, I just need to remind you to drink your water, fix your positions, your postures. Yeah, cheers. Not the cheers, but yeah. Take a sip of water. And then... and everything just like... you need to find your peace, right? As a human being. When you do something with your... anxiety, like I do right now. I'm like, the drawers are full of my anxiety, so I can just pour it up in this record a podcast like that. But actually, you just need to realize about that, and then yeah, everyone need a push. Peace, not a piece of shh, but peace, like, yeah. Calm thing, you know, have to face something, like, yeah. You just need to accept about your fault, the base of everything, like a human being is like full of mistakes, so you don't need to be perfect. Or something like that. As a perfectionist, I feel that was hurtful. I mean, like, hurt my soul inside. Because, yeah, everything just supposed to be perfect. I mean, like, perfectly ordered or perfectly played. Like, yeah, but no. For something, as long as that, which is just. That was just like a good thing, but if that was ruining your life just because you just need to be perfect is not exist anymore. Yeah, drink more. The perfect thing is like it just started by every evaluations. If you have to do something, you just need to evaluate yourself. So, and the next time, you just need to face about the same problem that you have been through. You know, because you have been evaluated yourself to face that problem. And yeah, this is how to evaluate yourself. It's just like redemptions, of your self. This is hard to settle, on something. But actually, I don't really know about that. And it's a way that it tells is like you're contemplating about something. You can think about your life, about what thing that you've been through, what you've been done, or what you've been not done yet. You have a target. You have something to accomplish. The more you think about that, the more you know about what path that you just really need to through. I mean, like, that was easier to think about something than do it, but the more you think about that, the more you think, the more you lost while thinking about that. When you really face the problem and like the something that you're really worried about, it's kind of like help yourself to take a perfect way, not the perfect way, but the better ways to through that problem and like to face that problem. I mean, like, yeah, you have your scenarios to through that problem, because sometimes you just need to make a fake scenarios to through that. But yeah, back then you just need to realize that just your imagination to through that. And actually, that was not that hard until you through it all, just because of that. You just need to face everything. And yeah, how the redemption is like a redemption is like a but that was too high of a level. I mean, like, the meaning of the redemption is like not that simple, because yeah, if that was kind of just a redeem words, that was kind of simple. But redemptions, that was really hard to explain for myself. But yeah, I just put the good thing on my title of this episode, and then it's like yeah, just fulfill my perfectionism to fill with the words. And I think the redemption thing is just like good words that I need to put on my both episodes. Yeah, dream of war next. But actually, yeah, there was a truth. Not the truth, but I mean, like, the good ways to face something. How to find your peace. How to express yourself. How to take a record. Like the way I did right now. Like the way I do right now. I'm doing. And then, yeah. Before you die or something like that, you need to realize what thing that you were supposed for in your life. I mean, when there is no regret, some regrets awaits you over there. And right now, I'm not trying to be religious, but this is the basic thing that you really need to understand. I mean, not to understand, but just know about something. Everyone just trying to regret and blaming. That was a kind of worse, the blaming to others, even that was not under your control. But yeah, you just need to accept what's gonna happen right now. In your daily life, you just need to accept everything. Even that was bad for you, just need to take a lesson for you. And then if something could happen with you, you just need to memorize. But actually no, because even you were not trying to memorize it, they're just gonna supposed to pop out in your mind sometimes, because the way you have your mind trying to get comfortable with something that you just reminds you about it. And like when you got under pressure by the situation in your life, sometimes you just need to you just need to remember. I mean, like, how can I stay and survive in this time? I mean, like, right now, you just need to understand about that. Because of accepting thing that you've been through, and like, how do you accept something that's happened on your life? You're gonna find your peace. And theoretically, yes, I mean, like, without any citations that I've been read before, but I mean, like, just I have my conclusion, but I just have my opinion to take, because my experiences, I mean, like, I'm not that experienced person, but actually, just like, yeah, I've been through something before, and I just like, get something like, and actually, that was not valid at all, but actually, in my opinion, just like, yeah, I've been through something like that, and I just like, get some value from everything that just like, you can learn by everything, but know that you can learn by everything, and everything you can be learned. Did you get what I mean? Like, yeah, this is about the redemptions. And another thing about the redemption is like, when you have a coupon, you can redeem it. Like in a Google Play or Apple Play Store or something. No, that was not Apple Play Store, but Apple App Store. Yeah, it's like a simple thing to redeem something, or you get a coupon and you just redeem it to get some gift or something like that. This is a simple thing to explain it, but yeah. Actually, this is more complicated, because redemption isn't more complicated than redeem. And actually, I don't really know what I'm talking about this in this episode, because I really confused. Not that confused, but like, I just express my mind what they're talking about. And then just because of the consistency thing, yeah, I do it where I do it every week. And then my redemptions, I mean, like, I give you some examples to redemption. Is like, yeah, I've been gifted with this body, and I just need to maximize how my body works. So yeah, I do exercising, so that can make me feel healthier, or maximize how my body works. And you have a brain to think about, I mean, like, to process everything, you just need to fill it with the good things, but don't ever try to be naive. So that's why you just need to learn about something, right? Like a denial. I always deny everything that just happened in this life. I'm like, after I'm denying something, there is a lot of equation that just pop out in my mind. So that's why. So I'm like, a lot of things that is questionable for me. But I always got an answer immediately when you have positive thinking or negative thinking about I mean, like, when you stay on balance, you will cut the answer, but not the perfect answer. I mean, like, you can fill the void of the questionable. I mean, like, the positive thing, you get something over there, and the negative, you just need to fill it, because this is need to balance with the positive and negative, so you can reach your zero value. So that's why it happened. I've been through a lot of times, but no, actually I'm just like, that was not that long. But the more you think about yourself, the more you find you really need some, like, your thing about yourself, what I'm talking about. But yeah, actually just like the simple itself, and this is a negative thing. If you can take it as a complicated thing, why just take it the simple thing? So yeah, you just need to understand, I mean, you just need to understand or through a hard times, so you can be grateful for the simple thing. So that's why. And right now I just got a disturbance about my neighbor, because a lot of voice that I've just heard right now is about the key sounds or some knocking sounds. But yeah, see, hear or yeah, hear me next week. What I'm talking about, but yeah, hear me next week and thanks me later if you got something good from here. And if you got something bad from here, just leave. Thanks for listening to me. Au revoir. Goodbye.